One, it's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good. He never changes. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has good things in store. Jesus loves you. You know how when you first get saved, you struggle to stand. Sometimes you fall. Sometimes you stand. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Don't feel too bad and don't be so hard on yourself. Now, just like last week, we were talking about rejecting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We exposed the fact that you still got to do that. But I want to encourage you today that you have a high, Jesus is not only your Savior, he also happens to be your high priest. Now, God hates sin, but you got Jesus there pleading your case before the Father. He's your high priest, and he pleads your case so that God can help you stand. Now, if anything you have a problem with, just like we talked about last week, but study God's word and get a firm foundation going. Don't try to tackle it by your wit. Your wit is not going to be enough. And the Lord knew that when you got saved. But with the word, when you study God's word, it's like Pastor McCann said one day. He said, when you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. I'm going to say it this way. It'll be more understandable. When you study God's word, demons do fall off your life because their influence is judged by the word of God. And your spirit man receives strength from the word of God. If you're weak in any area, even if it's an ugly sin, God loves you. If you're weak, even if you go on to sin, God, his love will not change because you sin. And I can prove it. If you have a child that do something that you really hate and it embarrasses you to the core, your love don't change. You might even want to hit them with a stick. And you just might hit them with a stick. But your love won't change. Well, the love of God is much greater than our love. God wants to restore. And when he's angry, it's because he's having a challenge in restoring you. That's why he hates sin, because he knows what sin do to his people that he made in his image, that are designed to live in his image. Satan didn't make you. He's an interrupter. He come to destroy you. The Lord made you, and your spirit man, the more the life of God is exposed to you, your spirit man is drawn to it. Everybody is the same way. If they are around the life of God long enough, their spirit man starts hungering for it. Their appetite starts changing. And if they live long enough, they'll get saved. People reject God because they trust the world somewhere. And they don't know what they're throwing away. You know, I work for the city, and sometimes the people will throw away dresser drawers. Whole dressers, the old people that would die, and the young people that buy the house or the grandchildren just throw all that stuff away. And then at the dump, somebody found thousands of dollars. I've heard stories where hundreds of dollars were found at the dump because somebody threw it away because they didn't know it was inside their chest. Now, if you don't get saved, you're throwing heaven away. You're throwing your entire future in the garbage of hell, because that's where you got to go. If you don't get saved, you cannot go to heaven. It's not up to God. Quit thinking that God is up, that your future is up to God. It's not. It's up to you, only you. You choose where you go. If you don't believe God and take him at his word, you cannot go to heaven. If you believe on Jesus, then your sins are washed away. You become God's child, you're redefined. You got a brand new spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives in you to help you. Not to dominate you, but to help you do what you're supposed to do. And if you struggle with something, He's going to help you. He's going to convict you for it. He's going to bring to your attention, hey, this is not your route. And He's going to strengthen you so that you can stand. He'll be with you. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. And then we ended last week's broadcast saying that Jesus is not just your Savior, He's your high priest. He represents your case before God. The Lord knew the day you got saved, you was just a baby and you couldn't stand on your own. So Jesus is pleading your case before the Father so that He can work with you. Now, with all that in mind, don't throw away the dresser full of money. Don't throw your future in the garbage. Everybody that went to hell, they went for nothing because Jesus paid for their salvation. It's just like the man on the boat ride. He was on the ship, and then he was eating crackers and sardines because he didn't know that free meals came with his ticket. And because he didn't know that the free meals came with his ticket, he ate sardines and crackers every day. And at the end of the trip, somebody said, hey, what you eating? He said, well, this is the last of these sardines and crackers. He said, don't you know a free meal come with the ticket? Well, he missed out because the boat ride was over. Now, the Lord, he died for everybody, everybody. From Adam to the last man born, Jesus died for you. But my religion don't believe that. If you don't believe on Jesus, you cannot go to heaven. Sometimes people teach the wrong thing. Sometimes whole religions are wrong. And sometimes they're started by Satan himself to get folks off track. You got to reject. If it's not God's word, it's up to you to reject it. Adam couldn't just eat off the tree of life. He had to eat off the tree of life and reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in order to continue living. Whichever tree you eat off, you're simultaneously rejecting the other one. You can't eat off the tree of life and turn around and go and eat off the tree of the knowledge of good. These two trees were put there so that you could choose life with a sober mind and reject evil. Well, who could define it? He had to define it by the love of God. God gave him a world. He made him. Everything was good. Nothing was bad. And he could see where the earth used to be. The earth was inhabited before God made Adam. And Adam knew that something happened. He knew that Lucifer's kingdom was judged. Because if he looked around long enough, he'd find dinosaur bones. Because they lived before God made man. And they were judged because Lucifer sinned. So he had an understanding of death, because God said the day you eat of this tree, you should surely die. So he knew what God was talking about. He even told Eve, don't touch that tree because you'll die. And that's the first thing she said to the serpent, but she didn't stick with it. You got to reject the wild cards of Satan. And you got to trust the truth of God. Even though you can't see it, because you can't see Satan's words either. You trust his lies over God's truth because you believe them. Now man has to go turn around and trust God's truth and overcome Satan's lies. And you can't see none of them Now, you know that when people get on drugs or drink too much alcohol, their life goes south. You can see that. And when people leave that stuff alone, their life does better. You have reasons to trust God. And you can see people in the world, they look like they're having fun. But then their life goes south. There are evidences If you trust one, certain things will happen. If you trust the other one, certain things will happen. You only have to trust the Lord. And the enemy tried to tempt me with other religions, but when they said Jesus left heaven, became a man, and died for me, I said, now that's love. That sounds right. That goes along with all the wonderful things God already done. He gave us the ability to see, hear, taste. He made good fruit. I said, now that's more in line with the God that made everything. If God was stingy, he wouldn't have made things like they are. And no matter how much you had or didn't have when you were born, you can always prosper in him. Always. And he'll help you do it. And when I studied the word, I saw how men made the wrong choices, and the generations after them had to deal with the problems that they set in motion. But when a nation trusts God, it prospers. When a nation turns from God, it don't prosper. So don't throw away heaven like those families did when they threw away the dresser with all that money in it they didn't know anything about. Well, I didn't know. I didn't mean to throw away heaven. I didn't mean to throw away my future. Well, all the people in hell got the same thing. They didn't mean to. They thought they were right, and they believed a lie. And the only way you can do something about those lies is to trust God. And if you got cousins and kin folks and friends that are in the wrong religion or believe wrong, it'll take you living the Word of God in order to get them out of that junk. Telling them is not always enough. Even preaching the word, you got to live the life before. We're fishing people out of this world of deception. Now, Paul, everything that goes south is a reflection that people just don't know God. I'm going to read these scriptures in Philippians chapter 3. He said, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." He's talking about circumcision. Circumcision don't make you righteous, is what he's saying. Verse 4, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has a reason, he might trust in the flesh, I more. He said he was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. As touching the law, he was a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is of the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." In other words, the wrong teaching of the Pharisees that he learned, and the actions he did in the early chapters of Acts, where he persecuted the church, he count all that as dung. He was deceived by a lie, he's saying. And now he trusts the true and living God. He has no confidence in his circumcision, because he know that things of the law don't make you righteous. But the things of the law point to Christ. But the people at that time where he lived, they thought that they were righteous because they kept the laws, which they couldn't keep. The laws is designed to show you that you need a Savior. And now he's found the Savior. And he count them dung, waste, that he may win Christ, which he did. And then verse 9, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ." He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now, when you do that, when you reach after the tree of life and reject the evil ways of the world, your life starts healing. Your life starts healing. And you're not throwing away the money in the old dresser. You're receiving what's yours. You're learning about the hidden things that belong to you. You're learning about heaven. You're finding out that you have healing, that you have guidance by the Holy Spirit. A lot of preachers and a lot of people don't know that the Holy Spirit will guide them. And then they'll say, "Something told me not to go down there." After the tragedy happened, then they remember something told them not to. They didn't realize it was the voice of the Holy Ghost guiding them. But they didn't have the strength to follow them because they won't study God's Word like they should. When you study God's Word in a healthy amount, when you have a healthy habit of studying God's Word, you're alerted to the voice of God. When He speaks, you know it. Paul said that I may know Him. Sometimes when the Lord revealed things to you, you can't just receive the truth of what He's saying. You have to reject the problem that was in the way of you learning it. And you have to, you got to receive, every time you receive something, you need to be rejecting something. All the false thoughts, it's up to you to reject them. You can't keep them. That's trying to put new wine in old wineskins. No. You got a brand new heart, fill it with new wine, not old wine. God gave you a brand new spirit the day you believed on Jesus. And if you didn't believe on Him, you get a brand new spirit. And then fill that brand new spirit with God's Word. And cast out the things of old, forgetting the things that were behind, the problems, the evil. Well, preacher, I did too much wrong to do that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. If you hear in the Word, believe Jesus, He can change your life. Well, preacher, people want me dead for what I did. Believe on Jesus. Well, I'm on death row. You better believe on Jesus. If you got any sense, you'll believe on Jesus, because you got a limited, your days are limited. This is to him. Don't throw away heaven. I heard about people throwing away money several times. They realized money was in the drawer. They come flying in the lot trying to find a way it is. They sat at the dump. Now, they flying down to the dump. Will they find it? Who knows? But the people who went to hell, they threw heaven away. They'll never go there. They'll never see it. They'll never get to enjoy it. And in fact, they wish they could not exist because of the torture they got to go through. Now, we've been talking about end time. We're going to continue. All this is relevant to end times. Now, we're out of time. And remember, God loves you. I love you. And Jesus is Lord. And He will continue to teach those who want to know Him. Also, visit newlivingletters.com. You can hear these broadcasts. They're on the broadcast if you want to hear it or share it with somebody that missed the broadcast. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.